be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread, gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to the disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when Jesus had said this, he said to Simon Peter, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It was a long gospel. C.S. Lewis wrote a book. I've talked about it before. It's one of my favorite little books. It's called The Great Divorce. And in it, he presents a story or an example of what purgatory might be like. That's what C.S. Lewis was very good at creating images and stories that illuminated truths about Christianity. And in his book, The Great Divorce, he talks about that in-between place between this life and the next life. And his conviction is, which I share his conviction, is that basically God, who is a God of mercy, wants nothing more than for us to move into his divine presence, into his beatific vision. And that even in the next life, call that purgatory, call it whatever you will, we still have opportunities to do that. And the analogy he uses is, he says, well, the way you get to heaven is you take a bus. And this book is all about people at the bus stop, and then people who get on the bus to go up to heaven, and their experience of what it's like when they're in heaven. A basic understanding of our faith is that heaven is the most real thing that there is. And C.S. Lewis illuminates this very nicely. As people go up to heaven, the sun is brighter, the grass is greener. It's so green and so real, it's hard to walk on at first for people, because our earthly lives are just a preparation for that. And so the more that someone in their earthly life has done the things of God, has looked on the brightness of God, well, the more quickly they adapt to the reality, to the incredible intensity of heaven. And some people choose not to do that. Some people, when they get out on heaven, they don't like it. It's too bright, it's too green, it's too everything, and they get back on the bus, and they go back down to earth, which is described as just a very plain and dull and lonely existence. And the point of the book, though, is that we can always get on the bus, and we can always take another trip, and we can always choose to follow the Lord. We can always choose to be in God's divine presence, his beatific vision. And I think of that as I hear Jesus talking to Peter today at the conclusion of the gospel. It's actually the conclusion of John's gospel, or right toward the end of it. And it was the way that St. John wanted to communicate to the early church that affirmatively and definitively Jesus has chosen Peter as a leader of that early church. And everyone knew the story of Peter's denials of Jesus during the Passion. We just heard those and commemorated those just a couple weeks ago when three times Peter was asked, are you one of his followers? And three times Peter said, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of the guy. Don't know who he is. Sorry. Nope, not me. And that must have been a horrible failure for Peter as he began to reflect upon it. But today's gospel takes place in a different time, meaning in the presence of the resurrected Christ. Today's appearance takes place after Peter's had a chance to put it all together. So Jesus comes to him and basically says, three times he asks him, do you love me? And three times Peter says, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus doesn't want Peter to live in the failure of the past, but he wants him to move on to building the kingdom in this present moment. So he says to him, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, be a leader of my church, be my model disciple, a man full of energy and enthusiasm, a man who makes mistakes, a man who keeps coming back and turning to my face. That's what I want you to be. Take care of my church. Because see, in this resurrection, now Peter is experiencing the fullness of life. He's experiencing what is real, Christ alive, and Christ animating him and his community. My brothers and sisters, today is the day for each one of us to answer that same question. That faith has been handed on to us through the miracle of the apostolic tradition. So Peter did hand it on, and he tended his flock, and the next generation did the same thing, and that is what has been handed on to us today. That's why we're here, gathered at our Holy Cross Church. And the Lord is asking us that question. Do you love me? He's asking Father Mark, do you love me? And in my heart, I hope I say, I feel, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But then he gives me homework. He says, well, feed my Holy Cross flock. And he says that to each one of us, if we're a mother of three, or if we're a single mom, or a dad, or a grandma, or a grandpa, he's asking us today, do you love me? And in our hearts, I think because we're here this morning, our instinctive answer is, Lord, here I am. You know that I love you. But then Jesus tells us to, well, take care of the flock that I've entrusted to your care. Care for those children or grandchildren. Care for those kids in the neighborhood who need someone to be friendly to them. Care for the little ones, my little lambs with smudged faces, with dirty diapers, whatever it might be. Those are the ones I want you to care for, and then you care for me. And Jesus asked our students here today, our grade school students, our high school students, our college students, do you love me? And you might say in your heart, well, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But Jesus says, well, look out for my friends, and you'll see them. They're in your school. They're the kids who are not at church today. They're the kids who are lost. Bring them to me. Pray with them. Be a friend for them in their time of difficulty. When you do that for them, then you will be loving me. That's the invitation that we have today. Today is the day that we can take a step forward to be with God and take a step forward to care for this gift of faith that's been given to us. And the miracle of Easter is, friends, it does not matter how we have failed in the past. It doesn't matter how far away we might feel from God. It doesn't matter if we've botched something in our life. It doesn't matter what failure we have, or if we've turned away from God, or even if we've betrayed God or someone we love. That is truly the past, and that is specifically what God has redeemed in the resurrection. It is specifically our hurt and our pain. That's what God sanctifies and makes holy in the resurrected Christ, that Christ who we meet in this gathered assembly. And Jesus is here today to help us go forward. So he assures us. Today, I think in addition to asking us a question, Jesus is giving us his affirmation. He is telling us, my dear ones, I love you. So care for what I have entrusted to you. My dear Holy Cross children, I love you. So tend to the blessings that are right in front of you. My dear people, I love you. So feed those around you with the joy of my presence.